This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.
Hello, podcast people. M's live on Instagram.
Hi, podcast. Oh, hi, Ainsley.
And she's just able to talk to somebody. So she's sort of talking to someone.
Is that Instagram Live? Is that what she's doing?
I think so. I think that's what...
Oh, wow. How does that happen? I'm seeing two of you.
I think that's what Kieran said.
Oh, and what have you got on today?
And heaps of... We're in the show today. What have you seen in the wedding? DNA story. Kieran,
oh God,
internet,
so good,
Kieran's undies were on backwards.
So
we heard about Prince Charles' favourite travel items.
Oh, yeah. Does he have a toilet seat or not?
Yes, I do. Hello. I like to take my own porta potty with me when I travel the world.
There you go. That's
Helen the Badoo. Okay,
well done. On, yeah. All right. Have a nice pot, everyone.
Love you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Tell me where the freaks. Of course, for
yes.
A Friday. There he is.
Timmy Trumpet.
TT.
But is that a trumpet playing? Is he falsely, do we know that Timmy can play the trumpet?
No, I believe that's what he does, Grant. I think
I've seen him in a club, yeah, standing up the front,
oh,
just playing solo, old Tim A himself. So he does play the real brass instrument.
What club was that, pray tell?
It was some dungeon and den of some sort. It was dark, and I don't think I knew where it was, to be honest.
Oh, I would love to be at that den with Denya.
Oh, here he is.
Denya's den.
Here he is. Yes, now I've just brought up a video. Yep, absolutely. Got a microphone sort of stuck in the front.
Oh, fantastic.
And he's in a singlet, and he's jumping up and down. Doing
you
this?
Know what I think it was? I think it was impromptu. There was a DJ on stage and Timmy
just had
turned
his trumpet in his pocket.
Yeah, he rocked up and then just went, hey, I got a hit out at the moment. Do you mind if I play along? And he did like for an hour or so.
Yeah.
Just the one hit? Yeah. Lazy.
No. To anything that played.
Oh, great. I know when I go to a club, I hope that a random trumpet player shows up and starts tooting. That's great.
Performed in Ibiza.
Amazing. Yeah, of course he did. That's what I said. He's always in Ibiza, guys.
He's in Ibiza.
That's where
place.
Timmy is. That's his natural state.
Yep.
Where's Timmy? Oh, he's in Ibiza.
He'd be at Ibiza right now.
Can he come to Christmas, Timmy? Can't. Ibiza. Okay, great.
Whoa, we should see his on his website.
Yeah.
My God, the man's got tour dates.
Go on, Timmy Trumpet.
Oh, he does that thing because he's a nightclub guy. He can do two things in a night in one day.
They're in and out. He'd do six clubs, mate.
He's playing at, if anyone's going to be in Malta on April 29th.
I am, actually.
Well, you better get yourself to Gianpula.
I love that club.
Which is in Rabat, Malta.
I love Rabat.
So do I.
And great. Also, he's big in Malta, Timmy. Oh, God. Can't
walk
anywhere
down the street
without it. Nah.
And also he'll be, if you happen to find yourself in Slovenia on
the next day.
June the 24th. So you got time. He'll be at Rogoza in Slovenia at Stella Beat Festival.
Crazy festival. God, hey, Timmy's going off.
Ed, can you have a quick look? Can you tell me where the freak's at?
Yeah. I can, actually. It's right there.
Is that a Timmy Trumpet song?
Yeah, that one we're playing right now.
Ah, is that what it's called? Okay. Can we have another Timmy Trumpet hit for 7 o'clock? I'm sure there's 20. Big show, Ed.
Lots going on.
So much.
The mayor of the Gold Coast is going to join us to tell us what it's like to have to prepare yourself to meet Prince Charles.
Well, apparently he's been hosting him. Does that mean he's been sleeping in his bunk bed?
Yeah,
here's my spare room. I've made the bed up. Dulcie's made it up beautiful for you. Towels are in the end of the bed. Camilla can take the top bunk.
Yeah. Well, if he's hosting, he's going to have
100%.
To at least... Well, they're walking on the beach and the prince was in a suit and Tom was in the full robes with the chains on the beach.
On the beach,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
It was sick.
I really am so excited that he persisted with the mayoral robes.
Yeah, the mayoral robes.
On the beach.
It was sick.
On the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
That is sick.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want to have to run in there and save someone, though, in the water in a rip, though, with those robes on and all those medals.
You're gone.
Not very helpful.
He wouldn't. Okay, I'm excited now. I didn't realise Tommy had worn his robes on the beach.
I've dealt with Tom a little bit from my time in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And he's not shy of the robes. He loves it. He loves it.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
And today it is...
What's the superior joke?
Joke.
Because you are in a movie about jokes.
Yes.
Well, sort of in the movie.
Sort of a trailer. for a movie about jokes, if we're going to break it down.
Oh, no, he's not even, like, he's in the movie we have kind of clarified, in more as a spectator of said jokes, not so much a deliverer.
Yes, as Lucy, the who's working with us today, she said, she's English, and she said, yeah, it's like you're there just like a punter who likes jokes, just laughing at other people.
It is the new movie, That's Not My Dog.
Comes out, it's on Stan, Shane Jacobson's movie. It was very popular in the week of it. It was in cinemas for a week. It was very popular.
Yeah.
Now it's on Stan.
Ed told some jokes. Hey, why don't you tell the jokes?
Don't remember it.
Didn't make the movie.
Did you just take one, or did you have a couple?
I had a couple, but I don't remember them. I remember what they were about. But I don't remember. I'm very bad at remembering jokes.
Now, these are old school, traditional old man jokes. So they're not ones that you'd see a lot of comics getting up on stage and delivering now. If they did, they may get booed off stage.
Pub jokes, as he called them.
Pub jokes.
Koshy's joke book, I imagine, was filled with
these. I imagine Koshy's joke book is wall to wall with this gear.
I would imagine.
131060, what's the superior joke? We'll give you some examples. I'll tell you as a kid, I had one joke that I could. You know, you can only remember one joke.
Go for it.
Okay. Why the koala fall out of the tree?
Why?
Because he was dead.
Oh, that's good.
Why'd the boy fall off the bike?
Because he was dead?
Because someone threw a fridge at him.
Because it's sort of conceptual.
Very hard to predict.
Yeah.
Well, never know what's going to happen, guys. That's true. Just imagine that poor guy's on his bike. Where'd the fridge come from, everyone?
Whoa, did not see that coming.
He's so strong to throw a fridge. I mean, let's talk about the guy. Let's unpack this. Let's talk about the guy throwing the fridge.
Oh, I had it sort of falling off a bridge in my head.
Oh, okay. No, I just had a guy walking around on his shoulder, just launching it at the kid. He didn't like the cut of his jib. I mean, this joke is multi-levels.
Yeah, it's like a thriller.
Two peanuts walk down the street. One was assaulted.
Oh.
Yes.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. You said you could only remember one joke.
Nah,
didn't you?
I got
trot
a few.
Out three.
I got a few, mate. What have you got, Denny? You've got 9 million.
Well, I've just got my daughter just started to tell her first jokes just like in the last week. So she comes to me running all excited with her eyes all like huge. You ready, Dad? You ready? You ready? And this is what she dropped on me only yesterday. Why did the banana go to the doctor's?
I don't know.
Why?
Because it wasn't peeling very well.
Oh, good.
She was so happy with herself. And I was like, that's my girl. Good on you, darling.
That's very cute.
You know what, Ed? What? Farting in a lift is wrong on so many levels.
Oh, that's cute. Yes, there you go.
Yeah, it's fun working with somebody who doesn't laugh.
I'm having to spend time working these out.
Jesus.
They're not funny, these jokes.
Hey, guys.
Say that. I'm still laughing.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Smell mop.
Smell my poo.
Yes, got you.
Hey, smell my peas.
Oh, far out. I'm just a bit slow. Honestly, these are taking me a second.
Just dead on the inside. That's fine. They're just taking, 60, they're taking you get me the a idea. You got one, Ed?
I've got a sheet of them here. I'm looking for one that's funny. No, that doesn't work. What is the difference between us? No, that's awful. What is?
this is going brilliantly well.
This is terrible. Oh, here it is. What did the zero say to the eight?
Nice belt.
Nice belt. Joke?
Yeah,
you guys get
it. It's a visual joke.
Oh, you get it.
You'll
get
a laugh out of at least me and Ben and possibly Danielle. What's the very joke?
Joke.
What's the prize?
Taronga Zoo.
Yes, Taronga Zoo tickets.
Really good family pass to Taronga Zoo.
All right, let's do that.
And movie tickets if you don't win. So everybody's going to win, basically.
Okay. We're all winners today.
Of course we are.
How long is this intro?
31 seconds.
Amazing. Got any more jokes for us, Danielle?
Yeah, sure do.
I've got 6 seconds.
Okay, where do we get virgin wool from?
Where?
Ugly sheep.
That's funny.
Playing What's the Superior, the prize today, the Taronga Zoo is bustling with all kinds of baby animals this school holidays, including two meerkat pups and 20 Featherdale gliders. So it's What's the Superior.
What's a Featherdale glider?
Isn't that the...
Is it a possum?
Yeah, I thought it was the... Is that the ones with the... When they sort of
the
open
skin
their
wings?
Arms.
Yeah. Oh, the skin wings freak me out, guys.
Look at it.
I don't want skin wings. I mean, if you weren't going to have some wings, you don't want them made of skin, guys. I'll just tell you right now.
It's got creepy old man skin, too. It's like leftover elbow skin.
You should definitely go. Like. Go to Taronga Zoo and check out the skin wings.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, they're like tiny.
Oh, they're tiny.
Oh, they're so cute. It looks like something I'd try and poison.
Lover of all animals.
Skin wing. Yeah, he's a skin wing, this guy.
Grant, why didn't you put product in your hair today? What's going on? You're having a bad morning. You've got very fluffy hair today.
It is very fluffy. You're
fresh
right,
wash.
It is. Yeah, it was. I did, actually. Yeah. It's exactly what I did this morning. I didn't back it up with any product.
No, I can tell. It's all right.
Well, I'm not making any TV shows today.
Well, yeah, I mean, you are, obviously.
Sometimes you just got to let the hair breathe.
All right, mate.
So give it some room to be itself.
You know what was interesting? You should hear Grant's three-phrase process of removing the makeup after Family Feud. Have you heard that speech?
I have heard it, and B, I agree with him because I always get infected eyes from TV makeup.
Oh, guys, so relatable.
Yeah.
Who out there on 131060 gets infected eyes and has a three-step process removing their TV makeup?
Belinda.
Yes.
Hey, Belinda, how many steps is it when you have to remove your TV makeup?
When you're on TV, Belinda, how much do you have to take off all the makeup? I mean, it's a pain in the bum, isn't it?
Lots. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it takes hours.
I know.
Doesn't it, Belinda?
Hard.
Well, what's the superior joke, Belinda?
What you got?
What did Batman say to Robin just before they got in the car?
What?
Robin, get in the car.
I love those jokes. That's a goodie. I mean, it's not budging, but I think that's very good.
Okay, Michael from Padstow.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Why do the boy fall for swings?
Why?
He had no arms.
How do you get on it?
That's tragic.
Someone popped him there.
How do you get on
Don't
it?
Don't unpack these jokes. Come on.
Right.
We Doug should do from, make Sam Pang laugh.
Doug from Kenthurst.
Hello.
Hello.
So my wife gave birth recently, and after thanking the doctor, I took him aside and sheepishly asked him, when do you reckon we'll be able to have sex? And he winked at me and he said, I'm off in 10 minutes. I'll meet you in the car park.
I love the way, Dougie, that you work that into conversational. Like, for a minute, I thought your wife really did give birth the other day.
So did
I. Think Doug should win the Taronga Zoo Pass.
Doug wins today. Good on, Dougie.
Yeah.
Good method joke telling. You really lived that joke.
I did.
Yeah, good on your phone.
Everybody else, movie tickets. Well played.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Grant, Denya, I believe that you have an exclusive report.
Yeah. Sure do. Been doing some hard work here. You know, Justin Bieber, I don't know whether you saw this recently, his career's taking a little bit of a change in direction. He's thinking about making a Christian album. Did you hear about that?
He's flat out doing it, and I heard he's going to start his own church.
Yes, exactly, because he's been having that strong relationship with Hillsong here in Australia and with its US branch as well. So he's constantly coming over, and it's having a big effect on his music. Mm. Like he loves the themes of love and redemption. He said there's a good songwriting material in there. But it got me thinking, do you know how many songs are actually about God that you didn't know?
Secret God songs?
Secret God songs.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot because it became, you know, for a while we always talked about God, especially the rappers in hip-hop. And, of course, Kanye West had that famous Jesus Walks. Yeah. And then all of a sudden we kind of stopped. They had to be a bit secretive because religion went out.
Okay, lots of coded messaging in songs, which you possibly didn't realise. Like a lot of, I'll give you a couple of bands as an example, right? Just quickly shoot through some names here before we play some clips. A lot of U2 songs are about,
I didn't know they were a secret God band.
Secret God band.
Early. No.
A lot of biblical teachings sprinkled through their lyrics.
Okay.
Kings of Leon.
Hang on, I'll cut you off there because it's an old documentary about U2. And there's a bit in there where they admit that when they first started out, they had to make a choice. Are we going to be a flat-out religious band or just a rock band?
Because they didn't think that you could have...
Sorry, because your Kanye one was wonderful.
My Kanye one was delivered
in full of facts. Your Kanye one was full of facts.
It was one sentence.
Kanye said Jesus.
I don't feel the need to stop down an entire break to tell a story that is boring.
Great.
I had a one-sentence anecdote.
Great.
One sentence.
Yes, okay,
stop that. Right. Hijack the whole thing.
Well, he is right.
Oh, with an old documentary. I can't remember the name.
Rappers talked about
Well, they nearly did give up music because they didn't think you could have rock and roll and God in your life at the same time. They thought they were conflicting theories. That's Kings of Leon, they're sons of preachers, and that is also in a lot of their music. Mm. Evanescence, ex-Christian rock band. Mm. But Prince's Let's Go Crazy. Is a plea to make the most of your life without succumbing to the temptation of the devil. It's about the great man upstairs.
What was his religion again? Wasn't allowed medical intervention.
Seventh-day Adventist or something like that.
He had a proper religion. Yes.
Here's a couple of other surprising ones. The Fray, You Found Me. Have a listen.
Yeah.
Now that you say it, that seems Jesus-y now.
The lead singer there, he sort of expressed his meaning behind the lyrics by saying, it's all about the heartache, the letdown that comes with life. I just imagine running into God, standing there on a street corner like Bruce Springsteen smoking a cigarette, and I'd have it out with him. It's a
fray.
What about this club banger from the 80s? Have a listen.
What's your claim to fame here?
Candy Staten's You Got the Love, which is covered by Florence and the Machine, which I didn't realise. I didn't realise that was a cover. I thought they did that originally.
It goes back
to the 80s. It's about the Lord and love.
Well, she said Lord in the first line that you played.
Occasionally I cry out, Lord, what must I do?
Yeah, not as secret as I'd hoped there. She said Lord twice in the sentence that you played.
Okay.
Let me blow your mind then, little Ed Cavalier, with this one. This is at number one, a song that you did not know was about God.
O Come, O Ye Faithful.
Hit me. Lenny Kravitz.
What about it?
The song is about Jesus recruiting disciples. Did you know that?
Oh!
Yeah, a song came to Kravitz in a flash of inspiration. He recalls scribing the lyrics down on a brown paper bag, and it reflects his real-life pain. Because actually, he's got a tattoo on his back which reads, "My heart belongs to Jesus." And he once called Christ the ultimate rock star.
Okay,
that song
nice fact.
Is about the Lord.
I did not know that.
There you go.
I enjoy that.
And Prince's and back to and just for Prince, he was brought up a Seventh-day Adventist but converted to Jehovah's Witness.
That's it.
In 2001.
And wouldn't have the hip surgery because they're not allowed to accept blood from other people.
Wow.
No way.
Yes.
There's a long trail of a sad story. Mm. I do enjoy
what
that.
A lovely way to end it. Mm. End this chat about music.
Amen.
Joined in the studio.
The internet's Kieran, as you call him.
Internet's
Kieran. Kieran represents all things internet now, Joe.
Hello.
Yesterday, I was a little concerned. You were jumping around. You were fidgeting. You're on your chain. I said to you, Kiz, what is going on? And what had happened?
During the 8 o'clock news yesterday, I went to the toilet. And I'd been uncomfortable all morning. Didn't know why. Mm. And then I went to the toilet and found out that my underwear had been on backwards all morning.
Now, some would say, Ed,
bit of fun, isn't it?
If you were in the toilet and you discovered your underwear was on backwards, what would you logically do?
Drop them, turn it round the right way, back up, boom, back to my desk, get on with my life.
Not this guy.
I can't do that.
Nah, did the whole day in backwards underwear.
Yeah. Why?
I can't get undressed in those toilets. There's a number of reasons why. One, because if someone walks in and my jeans are on the floor, what are they going to think's happening? And then,
what do you think they're going to think's happening?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just
what do you think they're going to think?
They could think either he's getting dressed, which I would be doing, but there's other things.
What's
there
wrong
that could
with
be
them
happening.
Assuming you're doing what you're doing?
Well, because if I'm going to walk out of there when they're in the toilet as well, they may think I might have had an accident.
But they won't know it's you because all they can see is your feet.
Yeah, but what if I walk out while they're at the urinal?
I feel like you're someone who would wait it out.
Mm.
Because I've got to be back here for Alpha Bar, so I can't wait it out.
So, okay. And what are the other reasons that you wouldn't?
The gap in the toilet in our toilets here, the bottom gap is too big.
Yeah, so, I agree with that.
So you could walk in and theoretically.
What?
So you could see underneath.
Yeah, you sat in a urinal with your dick in your hand.
Well, no,
you boys
no,
see that stuff anyway.
Well, I'm not looking over, but like if you saw, and it's right in front of the door as well. You can't miss the gap in the toilet.
You can't miss
toilet.
The gap, mate.
And one of the locks doesn't work. So the only option to start is the
what?
One.
One of the locks doesn't work.
The lock on the end one doesn't work. So you have to go to the first one.
Speak to it about.
Just lift the bottom and it locks.
Oh my god! So you went how many hours in backwards undies?
Oh, I got here at 5, and the way I got home at 3. So I went 7, 10.
You went 10 hours in backwards undies.
Yeah.
So let me get this right. So the front would have been all baggy and loose and not very supportive, and the back would have been like a G-banger.
Yeah.
But Kiz, hang on. Well, you could have gone, there's a there's the disabled toilet, which has a shower, and there's an actual shower as well, which you can... Where people go in every single morning, they show up in their exercise gear, they've done some work.
They're
even
freaks.
Our boss, Jace, he's gone to his F45 to do some mild exercise,
just
and then he checks
his
change.
I'm not going in there.
Why?
Well, because what if someone needs to use the shower in the 5 minutes I'm in there?
Oh my God, how
you're
do you
just changing
your
undies, not sewing a new pair.
I just don't exactly. I don't understand how you've...
Well,
you're 10 hours with your jocks up your crack.
It's a disabled toilet. So what in that, in the small chance, then are those 2 to 5 minutes that I'm in the toilet, a disabled person needs to go to the toilet?
I feel like they would understand.
That's helpful.
If you said,
nice.
It's lovely, but I feel like if you walked down and go, I'm so sorry, my undies run backwards. I feel like that person would
you,
go.
You want me to go to someone?
I feel like
excuse me?
Yeah. You're on. You know
I don't know.
You know how this microphone works, right? You get what we're doing now.
Well, you force me to.
I just feel like a whole day in backwards undies. I really feel sorry for you.
Well, just get dressed with the light on in the morning.
And
because helps.
Then I wake everyone in the house. The cats? Am I missing
the cats? Do they watch you? Do the cats watch you when you get changed?
Oh, the cats.
Yeah, they're meowing for food when I get changed.
Not for food, mate.
They want more nudity.
Give us a show, kids.
No one wants that.
Meow, meow, your undies are on backwards, you idiot. That was an excellent cat impersonation.
Well, I didn't mind. I thought it was pretty
good.
Thank
you very much.
If that's, you're a fun guy. Never let the internet change you.
Kids, if you wear your undies backwards, go to the dungeon. Just tell us. We'll cover Alpha Bucks, mate.
No,
I can't. Such a strange person.
Well, it's not like you're hosting Alpha Bucks, mate. Isn't that my job?
All right, dude.
You've got time. You've got time.
Thank you, Kieran.
Thank you. Hit it.
Yeah, we are playing Luna Park Sydney Rooftop Cinema with wireless headphones. Is back by online at rooftopcinemasydney.com. 2 tickets to open air cinema at Luna Park and unlimited rides at Luna Park. All you got to do is sing the next line exactly when the song stops. Laura from Penrith, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Laura, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Take it away.
No, I got nothing.
Sorry, Laura. Daniel from Penrith. Daniel, here we go.
How you going?
Good.
Oh, God, I'm having a blink.
Sorry, Daniel. This is hard. 13-10-60, some lines have opened up. Dawn's from Liverpool. Dawn, here we go.
Because I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash.
Give it to her.
Give it to her.
Thank you.
How did you know that? You're 19 years old. This song is elderly.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I've got their album. It's a favourite of mine.
Well played, Dawny. Dawny, you're off to Luna Park. You got the open air cinema and unlimited rides. Well played.
Thank you.
But it is time now for the Today FM Sports Report. Myself on words, and Em has jumped around the other side of the desk and is now panelling in charge of
sports.
We start, of course, with the Commonwealth Games.
Had your kids, had your wife.
I haven't heard that for so long.
Huge day. For Australia, 5 gold medals.
Can I get an amen?
Oh, amen to that. 2 world records.
Yay!
1 in the pool, 1 in the velodrome.
He took 1 in the velodrome.
Oh, that's disappointing. The women's 4x100 relay team in the pool.
Yes, queen!
Yes. Smashed their own previous world records. One of the Campbell sisters.
Yay!
Anchoring the home leg in a beautiful display. Let's go to the medal tally. Malaysia has 2 gold medals. Double that of New Zealand, which has 1.
I should have had a sheep, sorry.
Oh, that's right. New Zealand, which has 1. Yeah, man. New Zealand, which has 1. Back to the NRL.
Ain't nobody
nobody got time for that.
Okay, then let's move on back to the Commonwealth Games. Where an 11-year-old Welsh table tennis player has won her first match.
Oh, wow.
I'm not. She's 11 years old and she's playing in a doubles team with another Welsh player and they beat a team from India yesterday.
Are you serious?
Quite. To the NRL. And pressure has been lifted off Ricky Stewart as the Raiders with a fantastic win over the Bulldogs last night.
Oh, please. I wanted to hear mindless droning. I'd befriend an air conditioner.
And moving finally to football. The Socceroos kit for the World Cup has been released.
Oh, hi.
The Nike design has a striking pattern on the arms, which will help us stand out in Russia. And that is Today FM Sport.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So all the big news today was that the royal couple were going to Bundaberg today. They're going to have a look around the Bundaberg.
Bundy rum, guys.
They're going to get on the cans.
Is the bear going to be there?
Well, you'd hope so.
I hope Britain, they shoot him.
No, well.
Jeez.
So sadly, no Tom Tate for us.
Oh, it's very disappointing.
Isn't it?
I wanted to know what you chat to him about. Like,
who?
Like how are you trying to know?
No, where do you keep the chains? How heavy are they?
Prince Charles.
Oh, right.
Like, he's heard every bit of gear, like, for 50 years straight. How do you try and keep a chat fresh with Prince Charles?
The only person I know that's met Prince Charles is my father-in-law. He coached a Lauren Burns to gold at the Sydney Olympics for taekwondo.
Yeah.
And then Prince Charles toured his taekwondo school. And I remember asking him, what did you say to him? And he said that Prince Charles basically is just doing like a little monologue to himself the whole time so that you can't sort of cut in to ask him too much.
Really? So he leaves no room.
Picking out stuff that he sees. Oh, there's the door and the mats and the... So he's just sort of rumbling along.
His small talk would be exceptional. He would just be able to surface dwell.
Can you imagine?
For hours. Because I like to start conversations in the middle, as everyone knows. So I think he and I would not be a great pairing.
But don't they also have... They always say that they've got like... sense of humour, that if you get them going.
Yeah. I reckon if they're a nut that you can crack them, but what would it take to do it?
Oh, that's Charlie. He's just pissed off he's not king yet. Can you imagine?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Can you imagine? Though.
Nah, she's going to outlive him 100%.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
He's 70, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think he's 70 older. Or close to 70.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the job's... If you're still doing an apprenticeship at 70, I don't think he's going to get the gig.
I don't think he wants it. Isn't that the whole thing? Charles is 69, doesn't want the gig, doesn't want to be king. Why would you want to be king? He just wants to go shooting at Balmoral, doing
Scottishy
things, hang out with Camilla, riding horses, eating pheasants. I don't know, what do you do? Shooting archery? Do you still eat pheasants in 2018?
And you chase foxes on horseback. I'm pretty sure that's
like,
what they do.
Why would you want to be king?
Yeah,
abdicate that shit. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wills, you do it.
Yeah.
Charlie doesn't want to bar a king. You never did. That's why he didn't want to marry Di. He just wanted to settle down with Camilla and raise horses.
Hey, finally. Thank you. That's what we needed.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Oh, my God. So imagine you're at a wedding and the bride appears and she's walking down the aisle and then all of a sudden... A veil comes out of nowhere, flying through the air, and lands on her head, magic.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Amazing.
This is what is happening in China now, flying veils that dramatically land on the bride's head.
It is a superb.
It is the most exciting thing I've ever heard. So basically, it looks like sorcery. It looks like magic. But it's not. It's actually some ceiling rails and some weights. And there are some guys above her, frantically pushing the veil across and then picking the right moment to drop it down with magnets. And it attaches to the magnets on her head, but to the naked eye, it looks like some Harry Potter shit.
That's cool.
That's
so cool.
Well done.
No, I agree.
This kind of stuff excites me. In 1360, awesome. What have you seen at a wedding that you've just gone, you know what? Well done. If you're Italian, you may have also experienced what I experienced. I was about 10 or 11, I was the early teens, and my second cousin got married. And we turned up, and first of all, we knew it was a fancy wedding. It was like 800 people. It was massive.
Jeez.
Okay? And it would have cost $500,000, this wedding, 100%.
Whoa.
8 courses. The bombinieri were like silver frames. It was incredible with sugared almonds. But we got there, and there was this big prawn fountain situation, and it was like... ice angels with prawns around them.
So you could eat the prawns. So they were like, they were like a giant.
Yeah, so many. many prawns. And so everyone's standing around. And if you like, if you're at a wog wedding and they're open with prawns, you're like, oh, okay, they spent some money,
right?
So you have about four courses before you even sit down.
Jesus.
So then we sit down, and all of a sudden, this song starts playing. And then, from the D floor, a Ferrari rises up on a spinning platform.
What?
The bride and groom are sitting in the back of the Ferrari, and it begins spinning dramatically. As dry ice blows into the desert.
What?
My dad lost his mind.
Oh, that is such a scene.
He's like, and that is a $200,000 car.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, every man in the room's losing it. Every man in the room's misting, like, they're all misting up. They're all crying.
Now they're crying.
Not because of the wedding, because of the Ferrari that has appeared to Bon Jovi spinning dramatically on the dance floor with dry ice.
So good.
I sat there just thinking, holy shit.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I didn't know how they got the car there.
I wish that was filmed. I cannot.
It was like a James Bond situation.
Better than that.
I feel like there's an underground car park that the dance floor opens up. But I just love that there's that capability.
That's what I mean. Yeah, when you're going through the list, do you want flowers? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want the
Bombinieri? Yes. Do you want the spinning Ferrari? We just met.
And did they? So did they then get out of the car and sort of dance, or what? How did it finish?
So the car dramatically stops, and then they get out, and then what happens is everyone gets up, and then you put the money in the money bag. So you got 800 guests, giving you up to $500 each. What you want is the ones with the red lacquer bands and some pineapples.
Oof.
And then you shove it in the money bag. And because the Ferrari's been sunk, oh my God, I'm giving you more money because you've given me a show.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Given me an experience.
100%.
Yes. Oh, I see. Because I would have thought, oh, they've already got money. They don't need it.
No.
It's the other way around.
No, you are so grateful to have a Ferrari in your eye line.
Take all my money.
How much will I donate to do some hoops in here, some doughies on the dance floor?
Okay, that's right. So she's not allowed to do that.
Oh, okay.
Only the person with Rusciano as her last name is allowed to do that. But, yes, that is very similar to what goes on. And so it was incredible. It was so amazing.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to top.
And I know. And I never have. And so now I'm hearing about Vales and Ferraris. I'm just thinking, like, my best friend is getting married. He's getting married to his boyfriend. I know. What am I going to do?
God, you need something.
What am I going to do? Jeez. And now I've got all these ideas. I mean, I'm obviously going to have swans.
How do I
get swans into a hole under the ground? Ooh. You know, like, what am I going to do? And I feel like...
Dig a tunnel?
I feel like, should I rig up a harness, like, pink and swing across the room?
That's a good idea.
Like,
get some silks.
Is that what I'm doing?
Should like as Cupid?
Oh, yes!
As Cupid.
Okay, now we're brainstorming. Yeah. Now we're thinking.
With a little bow and arrow.
So I roll out of a silk.
Yeah.
With the bow and arrow. What am I wearing?
Leotard. Oh, okay. Wings.
Wings.
Yeah, wings.
Sequin wings.
Yeah, wings.
Okay. Now we're talking.
And sweep across.
Love this.
And you sort of nail your mate.
Yes,
with
what?
A little arrow.
Shaped
with
like
the suction
penis.
Caps.
Yeah, suction cap.
Yes.
To get him on the forehead.
Shaped like a penis, suction cap.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, you guys, this is genius.
Wow.
So hashtag, I'm trademarking all of this. But 131060, what have you seen at a wedding? Look, it doesn't have to be a spinning Ferrari. Okay, anything you've seen that you've gone, cheese, they've put in a bit of effort here.
I saw a gorilla once, which I'll tell you about in a moment.
Amazing.
A gorilla at a wedding. And 131060, what have you seen at a wedding?
What have you seen?
I got stuff for this. I got movie tickets. I got Milky Lane vouchers. This is our thing.
Was it a themed wedding?
Oh, a theme wedding.
Oh, I love it. Was it a Star Wars wedding?
That's good.
Wedding. I love that stuff.
131060, what have you seen? What wacky and wonderful things have you seen at a wedding? 131060, what have you seen at a wedding? Crazy stuff going on in China.
Not crazy genius.
Well, wedding craze, they're calling it, I mean. Sorry, so there's a veil appears and lands on the bride's head.
It flies
through the air.
Yes, and I can't believe anyone's going to have a wedding from this day forward without a flying veil.
Exactly.
I just saw the video and it is extraordinary.
Karen, put the video up.
It's up.
How good is it?
Amazing. It's amazing.
Like, doesn't it look like it's just like sorcery, magic?
David Copperfield is leading you. He's leading your wedding.
I just want to be the bloke who was in the meeting. Okay, guys, I've got an idea.
Yeah, it's an incredible idea. But it's working. It's working.
I reckon
we
should make the veil fly. One person has to come up with that idea. And they are a genius. Yeah, go look at the video. It's on our Instagram.
It's like haunted.
Hey, Talise, from Campbelltown, what did you see at a wedding?
So, friends of mine, they had their wedding on Star Wars Day, like especially for Star Wars Day. Perfect. They dressed in steampunk and then they had a carnival for their reception.
Oh, my God.
Carnival.
They was crazy.
Fancy. What was in the carnival, Talise? Tell me.
They had merry-go-round. Yeah. They had the Sizzler ride. They had a jumping castle too, I'm pretty sure.
That's a good idea at a wedding.
At a wedding?
I love a jumping castle at a wedding. That would be lots of concussions.
Well played, Talise.
Yeah, that's good. I'm 10 out of 10 for your enthusiasm.
Yeah, absolutely. Sam from Cronulla. Sam, what did you see at a wedding?
I saw the most hectic thing ever. It was the bride and groom. When they come into the reception, usually they just walk in, there's lots of music clapping. It was intense. It was so dramatic. Like, there were all these, like, drummers and everything welcoming them into the reception. So, and there were, like, fireworks kind of, like, sliding away down the walkway. But instead of them walking
flash
down...
Pots.
Yeah, but instead of them walking down, because everyone's expecting them to walk between the fireworks, they kind of flew in because they were harnessed to the ceiling.
Yes! Oh. Yes, Sam!
That was the best thing ever.
Oh, my God. Tell me more. I need to know everything. So what do you mean they flew?
Yeah, like how far?
They were basically flying. They were harnessed to the ceiling. It looked like they were flying. But instead of them walking down from the doorway to, like, the center of the dance floor, the harness took them from the ceiling and flew them into the reception.
Amazing.
Wow. Yes.
What was the venue? What type of venue has such a thing that you can use?
Was it I don't remember what the place is called, but it was one of the ones in Darling Harbour, like overlooking the blue and everything. It was amazing.
Yeah, man.
I want to go to there. I want to go to there. What a Sam win.
Sam's won everything. Sam's got movie tickets. So does Talise.
Thanks, Sam. That was extraordinary.
Well played.
Thank you.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Wow, Kristen Bell has appeared on Ellen. I've been listening to her husband Dax Shepherd's podcast.
Oh, yeah?
It's called The Armchair Expert. It's really good.
Okay. He's a funny man.
He had Ellen on it, actually. Oh. It's very, very good.
What's
and
it about?
He's had Jimmy Kimmel. It's just him chatting to them about their lives.
Okay, cool.
And because they're mates, he gets a bit more out of them.
There you go.
The Jimmy Kimmel one was really interesting, actually.
All right.
And the first one he did was with her, and they had a fight for 2 hours. It's a 2-hour podcast of a husband and wife fighting. It's actually incredible. So she was obviously asked about Frozen 2.
Ooh.
And guys, get very excited because she had this to say.
I have recorded the movie. There will be edits before it's finished, but I know the songs. I know the story. It's very good. I can't say much more than that or I'll get in trouble.
Yeah, so it's done. In the can.
Big thing to live up to.
Oh, God. I've seen that first movie so many times.
Yeah.
Yes, great. So glad there's another one.
Hooray.
Brad Pitt has started dating an Angelina Jolie lookalike. I'm looking at them now. We'll put the picture up. I don't know if they look that much alike. I mean, they've both got great eyebrows and lips, but that's about, and they're brunettes. But she is an award-winning architect, artist, and rock star / MIT professor.
Pretty good.
Wow. Good slashy.
Pretty good.
Good combo.
How good's that? Professor Neri Oxman, and they started hanging out because, you know, Brad loves architecture.
Yeah, he's trying to be an architect.
Yeah, he loves it. He built all those houses where Hurricane Katrina ripped through. He's got a whole street.
There you go.
Pitt Street. Huh. So they've turned into a romance, which is great.
Wow.
So I'm really happy for Brad.
So am I.
I'm really happy for him, you know. Jared Leto's band, 30 Seconds to Mars, has an album coming out called America. So Jared has decided to remain authentic. He's going to hitchhike across America.
Yes.
What?
He is the most pretentious douche lord of all time, this guy. I'm not even going to lie. He said, it's a pretty big adventure. I'm going to hitchhike, among other things, across the country from New York to Los Angeles. I'm going to jump on a donkey in the Grand Canyon or take a hot air balloon. Yeah. Oh, he wants the album to be authentic, guys.
Just sit down in a studio and write a goddamn song, let the rest of them please.
Just sit down.
Just sit down, mate.
And he's like, yeah, Jack Kerouac did it, sure. And no one knew who he was at the time. Shia LaBeouf did it, let's be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't know who he was at the time.
Nope.
And he's just, Jared Leto's just going to hitchhike. Are you fine, guys?
No one's going to, yeah, okay.
Nah, I know. Right. And this is a story I love. Prince Charles has had to deny that he carries his own dunny seat everywhere with him. Can I tell you, I'm here for Prince Charles having his own private dunny seat.
Who would have to carry it as he's... But someone would have to carry it as they're walking
Yes.
around.
Camilla. Now, a new biography's come out, and it's called Rebel Prince, The Power, Passion and Defiance of Prince Charles.
Rebel.
And it's claimed that he is an out-of-touch royal who's obsessed with what the public thinks of him and his vein, and that he takes his own dunny seat everywhere. Well, one of our reporters in Brisbane, in where the things are,
yeah, Gold Coast,
asked him this very question. Oh.
Is it true that you carry your own toilet seat when you travel?
What?
Your own toilet seat when you travel? Hi, Camilla. So he doesn't carry his own toilet seat when he travels. Is that true or not?
Don't you believe that? No, don't you believe that?
Don't you dare.
Some of the other things claim Charles has a favourite mattress he likes to have carted around. He packs his own personal toilet paper, linen, a chest of drawers. I don't have a problem with
me either. Let's face it, like, a mattress in a hotel room is probably one of the dirtiest things in the world. So if you can take your own one, which fits the contour of your spine, 100%. Why wouldn't you?
I know. The next time you see a little man just carting a mattress on his back, you'll understand.
Strapped to his back, I know. Like a turtle. That's cute.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Yes, we are. Distracted by the incredible iPhone footage as it falls out of a chopper. You'll see that going around the news today.
I'm more distracted by that guy's hair.
We're going to put it up on our...
That is an incredible spot.
Have to chuck it on our socials. A mobile phone falls out of a helicopter and survives. It's incredible.
I know.
809, let's do Alpha Bucks. Graham show host Grant Denyer.
Catherine from Blacksland is on the line. Are you ready to play today, fam's Alpha Bucks, Catherine?
Yes, I am. Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
yes.
So you've heard about Alpha Bucks before. Are you good at it when you play along in the car by yourself?
I have some good days and I have some really, really bad days, so I'm just hoping it's a nice letter for me, yeah.
We hope it's a good day for you as well, because it'll make it a great weekend if we can get you a stack of cash. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter D, Catherine, so D for dog.
Okay.
For each question you get right, you'll score 100 bucks with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Okay, Catherine, your letter is D. Here we go.
Okay.
Name a Sydney train station.
Pass.
A perfume brand.
Dior.
An insect.
Pass.
A fabric.
Pass.
A Marvel comic character.
Pass.
A shape.
Decadon.
A 90s TV show.
Pass.
A phone app.
Goodness me!
It appears, Catherine, today was one of the bad days on Alpha Bucks.
Yes, it was, but I'm happy. That's okay.
It's $100.
I gave it a go. Yeah, I know that's awesome.
$100.
You did give it a go. Yeah. That is a good way of saying this.
Yeah.
You participated in it. Good job.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You turned up, Catherine. $100 is all yours. Have a great weekend anyway. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.
Aww.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
Time to talk DNA testing.
Yeah, 131060, what the DNA test reveal? A woman in the US by the name of Kelly had decided that she wanted to take an Ancestry.com DNA test to try and find out some interesting things about her heritage. Was she a quarter Mexican? Yeah. Was there some Italian ancestry?
Yes.
And what she ended learning was that her biological father was actually her mother's fertility doctor.
Oh.
Yes. So her mum and dad went to see the doctor in question in 1980 seeking fertility treatment.
Uh-huh.
And her mother was diagnosed that she had a tipped uterus, so it wasn't very easy to get pregnant, and her father had a low sperm count. So the doctor had a suggestion. He said, why don't we inseminate you with some sperm from your husband and an anonymous donor? And so the couple picked, they wanted someone who was over 6 foot tall, gotcha, brown hair, college educated. The doctor did inseminate her with some sperm, but he just was a little bit lazy that day and used his own.
Yep.
And when Kelly got the Ancestry.com DNA test back, his name popped up and she remembered seeing the name because he also had signed her birth certificate.
Oh, my.
As the doctor who delivered her.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he's the complete package, this bloke, isn't he?
Yes.
The one-stop shop.
Hectic. Now, the reason he got caught was basically on his, he's obviously used the Ancestry.com DNA thing before. He didn't select his profile off of private. So his name was attached to the profile. So then, so when you send your DNA away, you have to very specifically say, I don't want anyone to know that this is my DNA.
Jesus.
Because people can search you via that and a username will come up. He just had his regular name rather than an anonymous name.
John Smith or something.
Exactly. So this is how, so I didn't realize, and it's funny. You know what the Ancestry.com catchphrase is? Helps people make new and powerful discoveries about your family.
True.
But can you imagine? So obviously they're pressing charges against this guy for multiple reasons. He's artificially inseminated his own juice into a patient who has then got pregnant. And how's this series of events? She's found out, what are we? She's born in 80, 30, she's 37, 37, only because he's also used the same website she did.
Wow.
How's this story?
And she might not even be the only one. This guy might have done it hundreds of times.
Correct.
And this might have thousands of kids everywhere.
Right. That is what people are now concerned about. Oh, how many times has this guy, under sedation, inserted his own sperm into women who thought they were getting something else?
Whoa.
This stuff.
It's a big Christmas right there for that family.
For me, 13, 10, 60, you know where we're going.
Yes.
What did the DNA test reveal?
So good.
I know.
On 13, 10, 60, the question is, what have you found out through DNA testing?
Well, we've got an incredible story that's come through that I think is going to take the whole thing because we all have questions. Mm-hmm. This is coming off the back of a woman discovering via Ancestry.com that her mum was non-consensually inseminated by her doctor with his own juice.
Wow.
I know. And this is hectic. And she's suing him, as she should. And we wanted to know, what has the DNA test revealed? And Emily has called in. Emily, this is a hectic story you're about to share.
It is crazy.
So go from the start, take your time, we're all ears.
So I was 20 and needed to get a new passport, so I rang my mum and got my birth certificate, and it said father unknown on it. My mum and dad had been married since I was really young, so I didn't ever think it was a question. So I asked her and she didn't want to tell me anything. So, Emily,
you'd assumed your father that you know was your biological father up to that point.
Yep. I even look more like him than my mum.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yep. All right.
And then so I went to my auntie. She just said, yeah, mum was young and it was a high school friend, essentially.
Emily, your auntie spilt the beans when you asked her about the truth.
Yeah, my mum's sister. Because I think it was all just a bit hush-hush, but I thought, you know what, I love my dad a bit, but I always wanted to know, so I went and got a DNA test.
Yeah.
And my real father didn't even know I existed.
Oh, no.
So you found out who your real father was?
Yeah.
And you contacted him?
Yeah. So I got his contact details and left him a crazy email. I didn't know how to bring it up. Coming from a small town, everybody knew everybody. So he had no idea I existed, and I kind of said, well, you are, and it's proven, really.
And so you met up with him?
Yeah, he's amazing. He's got his own family. And his wife went to school with my mum.
Wow.
But they are so lovely. But my mum doesn't know.
What?
Oh, you've kept that from her.
Oh, my. Your mum doesn't know you've gone all that way down the track and you've even met him.
Yeah.
Does she know know who it is?
No.
Well.
I try to bring it up in the future. My husband says, well, it took her 20 years to tell you. Mum just said, oh, it never came up in conversation, so I didn't think it mattered.
Oh, my God.
She's trying to keep it up from you. And so what's the plan going forward, Emily? What is the plan going forward?
I don't know. I kind of brought it up occasionally and just brought up the fact that there's this other guy out there. And she's like, well, your dad, which he is, and I love him to bits. But I said, I always want to know. And she's like, well, you don't need to. It was just a high school thing.
Wow.
Are you glad you did it?
I'm kind of rocking a hard place.
So you say that again, Grant?
You glad you did it?
Yeah. I think even if I contacted him and he didn't want anything to do with me, at least I knew who he was.
Yep.
There's family history things that took over that I had to know with you know, trying for kids and all those kinds of things that's been passed down.
Yeah.
But Mum's like, oh, he has no family history. And I'm like, but you wouldn't know.
He wouldn't know.
Oh, wow. Well, Emily, thank you for sharing your story. That's incredible. And you sound like very well adjusted. Are you angry with your mum at all?
I wish she kind of told me, but Dad's always been my dad. So that I said, like, that would never, ever change.
Did your dad know he wasn't your biological father?
Yeah, he did. But when I found out, I said, you know, why didn't you tell me? Because him and I have a great relationship. And he said, I didn't think, at the end of the day, your mum's your mum, and I didn't know if it was my place.
God. All right.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Em. Good
Happy
luck.
Happy Friday.
Thanks to Paul Shaker.
Happy Friday to you.
Now, I've got a nice good news story for you both. It's really, I read it and went, oh, God, this will set Sydney off into their weekend. It might set Grant off because he's a bit mush, we know.
He's a crier.
I'm a crier.
I do cry.
We're all criers. Ed's a crier. We're all criers in this room.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
If it's nice.
Yeah. If you're talking about your wife, meeting your Angel the Gladiator.
She's all right. Little honey.
After 11-year-old Isabella Peary from Salt Lake City lost her mother to a rare illness 2 years ago, she had no one to help her style her hair. So initially, Isabella's dad shaved her head because he didn't know what to do with it. And he leaves it. I know, it's so sad. He leaves early for work, and Isabella's hair was just in a state every day. And I have to say, especially, I mean, as a mother, you do certain things for your daughters, and you got, it might be different for sons and mothers. I don't know. But there are little things that I do for my kids that I often think, God, if I died, who's going to, like, Odie has to have the tag cut out of her undies because they're too scratchy.
That's the same in the Denyer household.
You
we
know
do
what
the
mean?
Same thing,
just
yeah.
Just little dumb things.
There you go,
like,
cute things.
I know that Odie hates pepper. I'm sure I could tell Scott, but he doesn't care, nor will he remember.
So it's your knowledge. You are the keeper of this knowledge.
And so the dad shaved the head. And
that's a bit harsh.
I know. Every day Isabel got on the bus, and her bus driver, Tracy, noticed that her hair was starting to grow out, and it was a bit of a mess. And so she offered to braid her hair and then has continued to braid Isabella's hair every day before school ever since.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Oh, my God. That is so nice.
And as the bus driver said it, you know, they would have asked the bus driver questions. The bus driver spoken at all, as Tracy said.
Yeah, Tracy said, you know, you treat them like your own kids.
Oh.
7 years ago, I found out I had breast cancer, and one of the things that went through my head. Who's going to take care of my little ones?
Jeez.
You know, not that my husband couldn't, but mums, they do kids' hair.
Yeah.
And so Isabella said, it makes me feel like she's a mum to me, and it makes me excited for the next day to see what she does. And one of Isabella's teachers actually was interviewed and said, it's really changed the way Isabella behaves at school as well. She comes to school much. Oh, my God, you guys. Just when I thought I was dead on the inside, just when you want to give up on humanity, there's Trump, there's Karl Stefanovic. You hear about people like this.
Yeah.
Tracy, the bus driver, I salute you.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so it goes to show, one little bit of kindness
just
for somebody,
thing.
You never know what impact that could have.
She's just braided this little girl's hair.
Yeah.
5 minutes out of Tracy's day has changed a little girl's life.
I love it when a community looks after itself. Everyone, love everyone.
Everyone's so... Yes.
So much nicer than I remember when I was catching the three.
Oh, God, why do I feel like something?
We used to catch the 624 bus from Edgecliff to my school bus. I remember one day we were all lined up waiting for it.
Don't smile. He's preemptively smiling at me.
And we were all there and we're all waiting, my friend Andrew and Michael and everyone, and we're excited. You know, it's a bit of a long journey, Edgecliff all the way up New South Head Road, and it's impossible. You have to catch public transport. It takes forever. So we're all waiting for the 624, and the bus driver thought that my friend Andrew had made a gesture towards him. And he didn't. He was giving me that one finger gesture. So he opened, the bus driver opened the door and shouted, "You little F words can find your own way to school," and drove off with no kids in the bus.
That's not Tracy.
Wish I had Tracy. I wish I had
kids in the bus.
Wish I had Tracy.
You'd have an amazing parade.
Wish I had Tracy.
This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.